The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Stranger friends, you didn't think you weren't going to hear from me, did you? I wanted to do this yesterday, but unfortunately time got away from me. So I thought I'd take a few moments, not very long, just to kind of talk about something new that we got out of Stranger Things. We got those little teasers, no trailers yet, but we did get something. I talked about a very similar episode when we had some new actors and new names attached to Stranger Things 4. Well, recently there was Netflix did a thing called, was it Netflix Geeked? It was kind of their own little, it was like their own little virtual Comic-Con convention online thing announcing all things, you know, nerdy, geeky, genre related, all the kind of stuff that we like, right? All that stuff. And they announced that there are four new Stranger Things cast members that are going to be added to Stranger Things 4. And the Duffer Brothers came on for a quick little video. And this is the only thing I saw. Please, if I miss something else, if I miss something else, then shame on me. And, you know, this is you. You let me know. I will mail everything to you. Take over the show because you're better at finding this stuff than I am. But I looked at a few places. I didn't see anything new. I feel like I have everything that was announced. And really, it was just that there are four new cast members. The Duffer Brothers came on with one of the actresses again, I don't know these people. I've seen some of them in some things. They're not very familiar faces. Or familiar faces at all to me, but you know, maybe to the younger generation, they're like, oh yes, that's Anne with an E, and that's our first actress. So let's go through the four actors and actresses, or female, male actors, whatever, however people are referred to nowadays. Is everyone an actor, right? Isn't it just everyone's an actor? And there's no actress anymore. I don't know. I've heard that. I'm mumbling and rambling. It's late.
but I wanted to take the time to talk about it. So we got Amy Beth McNulty, Miles Truitt, Regina Ting Chen, and Grace Van Deen. Now, Amy Beth McNulty, I'm not familiar with her. She's from Ireland. That's me. This is me doing an Irish accent, and I'm probably doing a jolly good time, and I went British, and then I ruined it. But she was Anne of Green Gables? Anne with an E. It was, and I remember it being on Netflix, and it was a popular show. She was the lead on that, and Amy Beth is playing Vicky. And they have little descriptions here that they posted on, I think this is on the Facebook page. It says, Vicky, a cool, fast-talking band nerd who catches the eye of one of our beloved heroes. Band nerd. And I'm thinking, who was in a band? A band nerd. Not rock and roll band, but, plays the drum, plays the horns. And I'm trying to figure who she catches the eye of one of our beloved heroes. And then when you think beloved heroes, you think of the main kids, right? We already got, people are kind of paired off, where Lucas is paired off with Max. Mike was paired off with 11. And Dustin, of course, has his girlfriend that I can't even... Susie. Oh, look at that. I remembered. And then we have Will. And, Will hasn't had any girlfriends. I don't even know if Will likes girls. I have no idea. But just using the process of elimination. Or is she old enough? Now, this actress, well, she is 20. So... she could, all these actors are older than what they are. So she could still be with one of the quote unquote younger guys. Not like I'm thinking Steve, maybe Steve. He's definitely a beloved hero. But I wonder, cool, fast talking band nerd who catches the eye of one of our beloved heroes. Nothing crazy there. These feel like maybe they'll be, kind of accentuating the main the part of the story. Maybe they get pulled into the mystery, into the excitement, and kind of realize the craziness that is in Hawkins. Then we have Miles Truitt. Now, I don't recognize Miles all that much, but I have seen him, off the top of my head. I'm like, I don't know, but I've definitely seen him in Black Lightning, and I've seen him in an episode of Atlanta. He was in Atlanta, so I saw him. But he plays Patrick, a Hawkins basketball star who has friends, talent, and a good life, until shocking events send his life spiraling out of control. So, I feel like something's going to happen to this guy's parents, right? I mean, could it be that? Could it be a car accident? I mean, I'm just making it up. I literally am reading this line for the first time. I looked up their names, and I'm really reading their descriptions for the first time and reacting live on the podcast. Shocking events sends his life spiraling out of control. That means, could he be the villain? Could he, something happen where he becomes a bad guy? My goodness, I don't know. Or is he someone whose life is out of control and he, our heroes kind of help him get back on track? And oh my God, this guy played young Ronnie DeVoe in the New Edition movie. Okay, he's already my favorite actor on the show. If you don't know Belle Biv DeVoe, now you know. Okay. Then our third cast member, Regina Ting Chen. So she is a little older. It looks like she's playing a teacher. Oh, she's playing a popular guidance counselor, Miss Kelly. A popular guidance counselor who cares deeply for her students, especially those struggling the most. I don't want to be like a creep and be like, what does that mean? What do you mean by that? But it probably means that she's a good person, I hope. I don't know this actress except, oh my goodness, she was in Black Lightning as well. And she was in The Conjuring, the brand new Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It, as a reporter. So I literally just saw her the other day. I don't know. We don't, we had our one teacher there that we'd see in Hawkins High, but you don't really, they didn't really focus on any other teachers ever. So this is the first time we're going back into the high school and, seeing some faculty. Like, all these new people that we're seeing here are all in the school. They're all younger, or they're a staff member in the school. I mean, the last time, I think there were some younger people, but then definitely some people we'll see in the Russian prison camp, and some, you know, and then Freddy Krueger. I mean, who knows what he's up to? And then the last person is Grace Van Deen, a.k.a. Chrissy. Chrissy Play is a Hawkins High lead cheerleader and the most popular girl in school. But beneath the seemingly perfect surface lies a dark secret. Oh my goodness. It's like no one in Hawkins can just have a normal life. Like, I try to think, well, maybe Mike, or she'll show interest in Mike. Mike, you have 11. Don't do that. And, you know, any other time I think, like, oh, maybe Dustin thinks he will date her, but Dustin has Susie Q. No. And Will, I've already have Will and Vicky, you know, as a couple. So, and Steve's too old for Chrissy, right? Right, Steve's out of high school. So, I don't know. I'm interested to see what this is. Like, so Miles has his life spiraling out of control, and Grace has a dark secret. And I don't know. Are these... Now, one guy is a basketball star, and the other one's a cheerleader. So are they going to be in the same little crew? I feel like maybe Chrissy and Patrick will be friends. Vicky's more of a nerd. Maybe they bully Vicky. And maybe Vicky goes to Miss Kelly, the guidance counselor. Look at me. I'm putting together a whole new show, a whole new concept based on absolutely nothing except this Facebook post on that just came out. Was it yesterday? And this Grace Van Deen, this actress, she's 25 years old. She's older than all of them. But I'm looking back, I have not seen, I don't think there's one thing in her, she was in something called Shit Kids. Okay, that's cool. Excuse my language. She was in, I don't see her in anything that I've seen. She was in something called San Andreas Quake. Was that one of those, like, terrible? Yep, it's definitely one of those terrible movies. Remember The Rock did a movie called San Andreas? So then, like this, what is it called? The Asylum? If you ever look up The Asylum as a film production company, they will take any movie out there and they will make their own cheap version of it for either DVD or for the Sci-Fi Network. But, I thought my dog was getting up. There's no editing on this show. I mean, I hit record and I go for it. But no, I don't see anything on there that I am familiar with. So what I do like is they're not taking anyone, at least to me, that well known. I think the biggest star is probably Amy Beth McNulty, because she had a show that was on for a few seasons, and she was, you know, it was a pretty successful show and she was the lead of it. But other than that, it's a bunch of, I don't want to say unknowns, or just, you know, just young upcoming actors and actresses. And I like that, because you don't pigeonhole them into, like, oh, this person is on this show now. Now, maybe some of these actors, someday you'll be like, oh, they're the ones from Stranger Things. And they're going to have to break out and try to be something else, so they're not the typecast. That's the word I'm thinking of. But yeah, I don't know any of these people, you know, like, as far as, like, very familiar faces. So I'm excited to see what they bring to the show. And I love that we have four new cast members. There's a lot of new cast members coming in season four. And when is season four, my friends? I don't know. You know what the worst thing is? Let me see if you ever see this. Well, you see articles out there and it says, when is season four of Stranger Things premiering? Then you click on the stupid article and it says Stranger Things is a show on Netflix. And then it's like a paragraph of that. And then it goes blah, blah, blah. And then it's season one, season two started. Then so there's no set date. Then like the last paragraph will say, there's no set date of season four. But we think because of the pandemic and because of this, it might be premiering, blah, 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 blah. Nobody knows. When will people know? It'll be announced. It won't be on some dumb blog that Google picks up on because of some algorithm and these professionally written blog posts that get written that just are like follow this formula. Like a lot of times when I read a blog post now, I will skip the first three paragraphs and just, okay, yeah, great, great. You don't need to tell me what Disney World is. I can get down and see, see what the story is. Like Disney World is an amusement park in Florida. Florida is a state in the United States. United States is a country on the planet we call Earth. And then it goes into the history of the solar system. And then finally you get down and you find out, oh, you know, a Goofy fell in a fountain. That's the whole article. There's so much garbage out there that pass themselves off as blogs and TV blogs. And I'm pretty much like, you follow the official Stranger Things stuff, check that Stranger Writers Twitter out, and, you know, get the info directly from the source, because they're the only ones who know. And that Stranger Writers Twitter account has nothing new except for the stuff I told you about. That's it, my friends. I just wanted to come on real quickly and just kind of talk about what I think could possibly happen with these characters, and just kind of let it, you know, put it out there that, hey, I'm noticing and I'm still here, and Stranger Danger is excited for whenever the heck Stranger Things is going to get here. I thought with the end of that they were going to tease when it was coming, but we're not there yet. But that doesn't mean this show is gonna wait. We're not gonna wait, because coming in July, the end of June, there's gonna be a new book club entry. We have a new novel coming, and I know there's at least one or two other comic books that I haven't read yet, so I look forward to reading those and putting out new episodes of the book club. Any other major things happen or little, even little teases happen, I'll definitely jump on, hit record, and talk. You know, as much as I like doing this, as much as I appreciate you guys listening, this is not what we want, right? We like the books. We like talking about the books. That's great. We want the show. We want the show, and I'm getting dry throat. I'm getting so upset. Delicious diet cola. Oh, it's so good for you. That's it, my friends. So thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for staying with me. I can't wait until we get some real, 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 real news. It's exciting. It's exciting because you know it's real. You know what's happening. You know it's getting here. I just wanted to, like, I want a date. We want a date. Everybody wants a date, but no day yet. So that's it, my friends. I've said that already. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for subscribing. You can find me on Twitter. Twitter account is @GeekMentality. If you go to @GeekMentality right now, you see that I'm actually doing another thing this month. I'm doing a thing called Movie Month. I've been doing it. This is my eighth year. Last 6 years, it's been a podcast. 30 movies, 30 days, 30 podcasts. You know, I just put up day 10 tonight, movie 10 tonight. So check that out. But of course, the podcast has its own Twitter account. It's @StrangerDPod. That was the best I could find. I mean, like, you know, I basically just post up episode or little tidbits of things I'm working on. You know, I talked about coming in July, the next book club entry for Rebel Robin, a book about Robin. And of course, this episode will be posted up. And if we find anything cool, it'll be posted up there too. But that's it. And of course, everything points back to the website, fansnotexperts.com. Thank you guys for listening to me babble on and just kind of tangentially talk about Stranger Things. You know, and our great new friends, Vicky, Patrick, Miss Kelly, and Chrissy. welcome to Hawkins. Good luck. Good luck living there. And until next time, my friends, don't forget to stay strange, because any other way is boring.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.